Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The United Nations World Food Program updated its global hunger map 9 days ago, and now estimates that 882 million people in 91 countries around the globe do not have access to sufficient food for consumption. This is almost 15% higher than during the peak of the pandemic just 2 years ago. Even worse, millions more people are now expected to die of starvation than was forecasted 2 years ago. This is all happening as consumer prices are rising worldwide, especially for food. It seems to me that there is a simple solution that could quickly save lives at the same time that it can do something about rising food prices and create more American jobs. Did you know that the U.S. government is paying farmers $2 billion a year to not grow crops on about 25 million acres of productive lands? Wouldn't it just make sense to completely end these government expenditures and restrictions and instead encourage America's farmers to expand production? American farmers are among the most efficient and productive of any nation. Higher food production will likely slow down and maybe even reverse rising food costs. At the same time, it would also be possible for America to export more agricultural products, especially to parts of the world where there is the greatest need. For American farmers to expand production, that would probably also create more jobs in this country. More jobs, lower food prices, and saving the lives of millions of people around the world? Who could object to these results? You can probably guess the answer to that question. Allowing the free market to improve people's lives here and in other nations is not only not a priority of politicians and bureaucrats, many of them would actually object to and oppose this loss of political power over people. Before too many more millions of people die because of nonsensical government edicts, it's time for people to remind politicians and government bureaucrats that they are the servants of the people, not the other way around. It's just plain common sense. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.